I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Does Lima like or does Lima no like?
Tell me likey.
I'm liking it.
I like it a lot.
No like.
He doesn't like you.
I don't like you either.
You're tacky and I hate you.
Like or no like.
But I definitely knew what I liked and I definitely knew what I didn't like.
All right, Kenny, I was so excited after Friday. Because we went off the air Friday, we had this incredible, hard-hitting interview with Andrew Berry.
Yep.
And then the Cavs, they kicked ass.
Feels like this was 1,000 years
ago. It does. It really does. And so I had all these notes written that I was going to tell you about the Cavs and the state of affairs, and I was really pumped. But then yesterday, went down, even though I was like, finally, we get a playoff moment for the Cavs where there's some real animus, where we get real controversy, where we get a player from each team, you know, possibly on the fringes of getting tossed. We were wondering, oh, DeAndre Hunter, after the two-handed thunder push, he's done. And everything kind of flipped from there. Here's how it all played out yesterday on Turner Sports.
John Goble gets Sam Merrill and DeAndre Hunter. But look out, Turner comes to the defense of Mathurin. Well, you can see something brewing between those two the other night, and that has spilled in and over here to game four.
After the personal foul, there's a dead ball contact by Mathurin, where he extends a close-handed fist into the sternum of Hunter. He's being assessed a flagrant foul penalty two for this act. Hunter is being assessed a technical foul for the push and a technical foul on Turner as well. Therefore, Hunter should be suspended for a flagrant foul penalty two for the Cleveland basketball.
I swear to you, we've watched sports a long time, and we've watched all the sports, all the different leagues. The Indiana crowd was as shocked by a ruling that I've ever heard a crowd shocked. Because you couldn't really see any view of a punch or anything like that. Now, they said it was a closed fist.
Closed fist.
And they just didn't have a great view of it. I figured he hit him in the stones. Like, that's exactly what I thought would have happened. And he didn't. Kind of hit him like what? Sternum? They said sternum.
I thought right
the solar
underneath
plexus.
Right underneath the bird cage. Yeah, you're not allowed to do that in wrestling.
No.
You have to have an open fist.
No, but what was funny was there is no doubt like what DeAndre Hunter did was inflicting way more aggression and pain. They normally get the guy that responds, not the guy who does it first. How surprised
Crazy.
Were you at that?
It was a bit, but they sounded like a studio audience in a talk show.
It did.
At that penalty yesterday, I thought that was great. But other than that, what are you going to do? Hell with them. We got something. I thought at that moment maybe it would spur something. It did nothing.
I thought for sure once Mathurin got tossed, I'm like, all right, they're down. You know, in this series, he has been, would you argue, up until really yesterday, their second best guy.
Yeah.
And he was gone. I'm like, okay, here we go. Let's hope this ignites a big-time run. It never did. That's what was so surprising to
terrible.
Me. I'm like, all right, fans wanted the Cavs to stand up for themselves after the theatrics of the end of Game 3. Because the end of Game 3, I should say...
No like. Lima no like.
The Pacers were... There was some engaging in dirty pool at the end of Game 3. I mean, they brought in their MMA fighter at the end. Obi Toppin was just two-hand shoving Donovan Mitchell, who was in midair, to the ground. And I was like, all right, now it's our turn to fight back.
See, when did
that's
you
what
see?
Was so sad about all
I
that.
I thought I saw more goofiness at the end of the third quarter in Game 3. Like, it was just the ref walking around with the basketball the entire time at the end of the third quarter in Game 3. That's where I was finding it most egregious. I was just trying to, after that, I was just like, all right, everybody's trying to get out of here with a win. Let's just move on with this. Lemon new leg.
What I'm starting to realize is we're going to be faced with the reality of, you mentioned earlier, like regular season, what could they possibly do to get people fired up
I'm
about the regular
that.
Season?
I am absolutely dreading
there's,
it.
There's
That's
a
what
lot
I fear.
At stake. the Atlanta Hawks meme comes to life about the 2015 team where they wanted to get, what, all five of their starters in the All-Star game, and they won 60-plus games, and we dismantled them. LeBron and company dismantled them. But I don't have much of a defense. I don't know what the possible defense is other than we can say injuries. The problem is game one, you were healthy. Game four, you were healthy. Darius says he's back to almost normal. You know, Kenny said that about him too. Evan Mobley was flying around yesterday, just not really much of an impact. I mean, that's what's crazy about this.
As bad as it gets.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Man.
And DeAndre Hunter's out there playing. I was worried about his dislocated or fractured or whatever they were going to call it with his thumb on his shooty hand. But he's been playing. So I don't know. What can we say about the excuse of injuries?
I don't think they are an
excuse. It did get the series off kilter.
I understand that.
But you had that lead in game two.
Guys, you had a 20-point lead in game two. You let that slip through. You had game three, which you thought you were going to right the ship. And when nobody was injured, I go, okay, here we are. We're going to get ready to tie this series and get back for game five in Cleveland, and everybody's going to be excited again. And then this is a blindside slap that nobody could have seen this coming, even Indiana Pacers fan. Lyman Likes.
All right, switching sports. Ladies and gentlemen, your Guardians rotation is back. You got Gavin Williams. You got Bybee. You got Ortiz.
Lyman Newley.
And yet you lost the series and got outscored at the end of the series big time. What happened? I mean, you finally got the starting pitching you've been looking for all season long, but you only mustered three hits yesterday. Schwarber with a couple bombs. You had Harper with a bomb
on Saturday. The
other team's
allowed to be good, too.
I know, and this was going to be a litmus test series, right?
Yeah.
Like, we were going to see you're at home. You've got Philly. I did see a lot just walking around downtown all weekend. I saw a bunch of Philadelphia fans. But you get outscored 10-1 in the final two games. Leaves a bad taste in your mouth.
It does.
So it's like good sign that you're starting pitching. You needed your pitching to really take a step forward. You got that, but then still to fall short the way they did at
the
end of the series.
We are still. Let me put a little Kenny Likes in here. Mm-hmm. Now we're only 2.5 games out. We were as
Detroit
well
did
as
lose
we were
the
doing,
last two.
I understand, but we lost the last two. So as well as things were going, we were still always a game and a half out. Now you don't want to fall too far back. But I think as of right now, if the Cavs didn't just get hammered last night, this would be more of a conversation point because I could feel myself getting killed for something like this. I think it's more important for your pitching staff to start to develop than actually winning right now.
Oh, yes.
I think it's more important.
So this was a good series loss. We've talked about, was that a good win or a bad win?
Yes, it was a quality
loss. Was that a good loss or a bad loss?
It was a quality loss.
That should be a statistic. They should add that as another column.
Yeah.
One of those vertical columns.
Yeah.
I get confused in hockey because there's that other pesky column or like four others in hockey in the standings, so I can't even read hockey standings. I'm not smart enough. Baseball, I agree. A quality loss. You know what? I got to say.
Lyman Lake.
Pretty entertaining to see the internet after this weekend feuding with the media over a third-round quarterback and a fifth-round quarterback in an all-time bizarre quarterback controversy.
Enjoy it.
It was amazing.
I'm enjoying it.
Think about this. You had various media members charting every Gabriel and Sanders throw. By the way, do I have to say Gabriel before Sanders because he was picked before him?
I don't know.
From here on out until it goes another
There's
way in a depth chart?
Getting defensive over both issues. It's so good. I'm enjoying
it's
this
awesome.
Thoroughly.
So, I mean, they've made this thoroughly interesting when in any other year, in any other team, in any other quarterback controversy, nobody would care about a third and a fifth round pick.
Nope.
Nobody would care. But I saw the internet feuding with the media over the charting of passes. I've never seen anything like it. Like there was a dispute. Well, she said it's this, and he said it's this. He's biased. She's biased. Like over how much of a pass rush was there over the last weekend?
None.
Zero.
Yeah. I mean, the runaround T-shirt and shorts. Runaround T-shirt and shorts.
Hey, if you're passionate about this, then God bless. Because
but the passion begins now. Guys, I think we're having fun with it. I think we're secretly having fun with it because the last 3 years have been terrible when talking about the quarterback issue, with the exception of a couple fits and spurts here and there. And so I think it's fun to just argue about who's good and who's not so good in an actual competition now. I think that that makes it more fun. I got to tell you, though, man, I know that you brought up fans of Baker Mayfield going after mm-hmm. you. And in the past, fans of Deshaun Watson going after you. I think they both pale in comparison to Shedeur Sanders fans on the internet. Like, it is crazy. Like, I'll go, he looked really good. Why didn't he look really great, you fat pig? Why can't you say something nice about Shedeur Sanders? Huh? I'm like, what? It's fun.
And you know what? I'll say, they've made it fun. Like, the picking of Sanders, I was very confused when they did it. I didn't understand what the philosophy was going into the draft.
I didn't understand either, but I knew it was fun.
But there's a reason the two of us were having drinks and having fun and chanting like idiots when they took them. That's it for Lima Lights.
Thank you. I had to sneeze.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.